This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. American pastor Andrew Brunson has been receiving warm welcome homes from particularly from U.S. President Trump after Brunson returned to the U.S. when he was detained in Turkey for nearly 2 years. Mr. Trump thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the return of Brunson, who was freed Friday by a Turkish court. Trump noted the U.S. did not negotiate an agreement with Turkey for Brunson's release. The release of Brunson marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. U.S. President Trump has warned there will be severe punishment for Saudi Arabia if it is determined that Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey.
President Trump says he would be very upset and angry if it turns out that Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But he says they deny it every way you can imagine. Khashoggi, a U.S. resident and critic of the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, more than a week ago. Since then, reports have emerged that he may have been killed while inside the consulate. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, the president says the Saudi government could be behind Khashoggi's disappearance and vows there will be punishment for whoever is. As for calls from Congress for sanctions against Saudi Arabia, including an end to arms sales, the president says that could hurt American jobs, and he doesn't want to lose an order like that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 13 people were killed, 21 others wounded in an attack on an election rally in northeastern Afghanistan Saturday afternoon. Officials in the province said most of the victims were civilians, except two policemen and one person from the Afghan intelligence agency, NDS. This is VOA News.